This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Representative Price was only one half of Mr. Trump's health care appointments today. The president-elect also named Seema Verma to head the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. She is currently the founder and CEO of a health policy consulting firm who has worked with the Indiana state government, home of Vice President-elect Pence, as you know, in rolling out its expansion of Medicaid. That's a health care program for the poor. And given that expansion of that program was a key element of Obamacare, what might the tea leaves tell us about how Medicaid is going to fare nationally in the coming Trump administration? Marketplace's Jed Kim has that.
Seema Verma worked with both Governor Mike Pence and his predecessor in crafting Indiana's Medicaid expansion. It was one of the handful of states to expand Medicaid, but it did it its own way. It brought in health savings accounts and required participants to pay monthly fees, ranging from about $4 to $56. Kosalee Simon teaches public and environmental affairs at Indiana University. She says it's been a success.
Total of about 350,000 individuals enrolled as of January of this year. So enrollment has been very robust.
Susan Jo Thomas is executive director of Covering Kids and Families of Indiana. She says she was initially worried about cost requirements, but
because for most families, the cost-sharing provisions are reasonable amounts, they are able to get on the program.
But Indiana's model may not work everywhere. Kavita Patel is with the Brookings Institution.
Certainly we know from looking nationally that when you require people of low incomes to also pay part of their income for a premium, that there are cases in which they decide not to get the health insurance at all.
Regardless, Verma's appointment may mean more states will feel empowered. Frank Michike is with the National Committee for Quality Assurance.
I think you're likely to see a lot more flexibility for states to do the same type of arrangement.
Which may lead to more states choosing to expand Medicaid, just doing it their way. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.